بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبقي منها أربعة أسهم ونصف. We are still reading in this chapter of fulfilling amanat. This last hadith in the chapter, which is a lengthy hadith, in there various things are explained, and the essence of it was that Abdullah ibn Zubayr رضي الله تعالى عنه, who was a great Sahabi, when he came in the battle of Siffin, then there he told his son Abdullah that it appears that today I will die in this battlefield, and I will die as a mazloom. That is, not a zalim doing the wrong, but wrong will be done to me. And then in detail he explained to him how he must sort out his wealth, how he must settle his inheritance. And that is the essence of this hadith, the amanat, that is also a great responsibility. Then the details we read, and he had passed away. And then the one Sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, came to him and asked him that it was Abdullah ibn Zubair, that if you need any help in the sorting out of your inheritance, the debts which your father had, which were very, very huge amount of debts he was owing people. And that also was explained, it wasn't a loan that he took from people as normally and commonly we know as a loan. But people kept their amanat by him. And he had told them that I will not accept it as an amanat because that is very heavy, the trust in there. I will take it as a loan, then I can use it as I wish to. So they all agreed to that, and with that he had bought his various things, and he had told his son about it. And then when Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, he said, I will help you, but Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr, his father, had told him that we need any help, ask my Mawla. He asked, who is your Mawla? He said, Allah. And he said that in the distribution and settling of the whole estate, whenever I had a difficulty, I just called on the Mawla of Hazrat Zubayr radiallahu anhu, and then my matters got solved. And then finally, when Abdullah ibn Zubayr Ja'far came, and then he had offered him that he waivers the debt that of his, of his father, he said, no, I will settle it. Then he said, delay it and leave it for the last. He said, no, now I will settle it. And then he, with that he said, the place of Ghaba literally means jungle, but this refers to a certain place. Like we have forest town. It doesn't mean that there is a forest there, but now it has been kept on that name. So anyway, then he sold to him there, for qada anhu daynahu wa awfa. He sold this certain portion of Ghaba, not the whole what his father had owned, a certain portion, and with houses that were on there, he sold that. وَبَقِيَ مِنْهَا وَنِسْفٌ. After selling to him, another 4.5 shares of Ghaba were still with him. He still had that, and now he had settled all his father's debts already, and also he had paid off everyone. فَقَدِمَ عَلَى مُعَاوِيَةٍ. And then he went to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the Khalifa of the Muslims at that time. وَعِنْدَهُ عَمْرِ بْنِ عُثْمَانِ. And together with him, who were together with Hazrat Muawiyah, was Amr ibn Uthman, wal Munzir ibn Zubair, Munzir ibn Zubair, wa ibn Zam'a, and also ibn Zam'a. They were all sitting together. فَقَالَ لَهُ مُعَاوِيَةَ. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhum now asked Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair, kam quwwamatil ghaba? What are the selling and going prices in Ghaba? What are the prices of the price of the land in this place, which was a prime place? And also, what are the market value there? Qal, kullu sahmin bi 100 alf. He said, each share is sold at 100,000. That is the price that is going now. So further we will read how then Hazrat Muawiyah took a share, and the others who were sitting with him also took shares, and how then that estate, where it was in so much of debt, But now he turned about completely, and he was sitting with a huge amount of money, which now had to be distributed to the heir. So when a person, the lesson that we have to take from here, we do things according to the commands of Allah Ta'ala properly, then Allah Ta'ala gives barakat. And that barakat, we cannot imagine how much barakat Allah Ta'ala gives. May Allah give us tawfiq to do all our matters honestly, properly, forgive us all our shortcomings, and may Allah Ta'ala put barakat in all our matters.